FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
So welcome everyone to this week's Women's Team Extra. Coming up in a second or two, we'll be providing you with the full highlights from today's Argyle Cup match here at Broadhurst Park between FC United of Manchester and Warrington Wolverines. It's going to be a very tough game, this one, but FC United looking to put on a performance, as this today, sadly, is Lee Sutton's last game in charge of the women's team. So coming up, all the highlights, plus we'll be hearing from the man himself, Lee Sutton. So we're going to hand over now to Women's Team Live for all the action from today. So welcome everyone to Women's Team Live, broadcasting here from Broadhurst Park in a delightfully sunny North Manchester. And we're here today for an Argyle Cup match between FC United of Manchester and Warrington Wolverines. Boom! The teams are now coming out onto the pitch. I'm Ben, and with me today, I'm not on my own for once for Women's Team Live. Stato Paul is joining me as well. That can only mean one thing, dear listener at home. Live team stats are available for this game. That's at liveteamstats.com. Team news from today. Well, it's a bit of a change side, and we've got some additions coming into the team as well, and some famous old names, even though they're not even old people, generally. We've got Chloe Williams in goal. We've got Fran Davis and Jess McCarrick playing at the back. On the fullbacks, we've got Abby Carrington, and we've got Morgan McWhirter, who made a debut last week against Curzon. 1-1 that finished, and a lot of disappointment with regards to that result, but more on that as we go. In midfield, we've got Mia Holden and Olivia Greenall and Adora Yao, and on the wings, we've got Jade Parker, Kirsty Chambers, and Beth Tattersall is back. Paul, thoughts?
Yes, it's a bit of nostalgia looking at the team sheet. It shows you we've got Chelsea Patient on the bench today, which is very unusual.
Well,
indeed.
Just to say, because that's the first thing I picked up on. Yeah. Chelsea Patient went away to see some friends and family down in Devon last week, so she missed the game against Curzon.
Oh, well, that's the rules then.
And obviously, I think she's missed a bit of training this week as well as a result of being away, so fair dues. But I think Jade Parker's going to play up front on her own, and she'll be supported by Beth and Kirsty. And to be fair, there's a lot of pace there.
Yep, and we've got a difficult match today. The Wolverines lost their 3-0 in September.
Yes.
But they haven't lost since. And they've won the last two games, 8-1 and 5-0.
Absolutely.
So very much in form, the visitors. And they won here last season.
And we're not in form, really. After the Norton Stotts and Ancients match, which really could have gone either way, FC were slightly unlucky, but then again, you could argue Norton Stotts and Ancients were on top of that game, to be fair. But it finished 2-1 in that FA Cup match. That's the last time Women's Team Live were broadcasting live. And then after that, there was the league match against Curzon at the Thameside Stadium, finished 1-1. And a lot of disappointment, you could tell with Neil Boo's interview last week with Lee Sutton, a lot of disappointment in the camp with regards to that result, because basically in this league, any drop points could see you really not win the title.
Yeah, we've found that out in previous seasons where you drop points unexpectedly and then you regret them at the end. But today is obviously a big day in the cup for us, but also it's Lee Sutton's final game, as you mentioned, so we want to send him off with a good win here today, and I'm sure all the players and the rest of the coaches do.
Absolutely. So we leave the league form to one side and we come into this Argyle Cup. The Argyle Cup is the North West Regional Women's League Cup, essentially. Last season we got knocked out by Bolton Wanderers, but as we proved against Bolton in the FA Cup, we're more than capable against any team in the three divisions that make up the North West Regional Women's League. Warrington, though, as Paul Rantley points out, are coming into this game in great form. But there is this announcement that will happen this week with Lee Sutton going. Later on, if you're listening to the podcast, we're going to be speaking to Lee Sutton more in depth about his decision to leave, plus the legacy that he's brought to FC United with the development of the women's game at the club. Could go either way, this. I mean, you, for the players, it could be a distraction in a negative way, in a sad way, or it could be, you know, let's leave on a high. Let's make sure Lee can leave on a high and a very dogged and determined display. It could go either way, really, couldn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to think they'll go out there and say, this is the best parting gift we can give him. a thumping win. He's been around for some years now, and he's obviously made a big contribution to the club, and it will be a shame to lose him. But that's the way of part-time football, I'm afraid, isn't it?
It is. Once his decision's based on him getting promotion at work, and he can no longer commit to the women's team. I mean, it's especially if we ever go higher up the pyramid. I mean, going to Norton and Stockton Ancients might be a fortnightly occurrence if we go further up the pyramid. So it is a big commitment to not just play non-league football for either gender, but it's also a big commitment to manage and coach at this level as well. But we'll cover off Lee Sutton's legacy later on anyway. We're waiting for this match to get underway. I did ask the question, what happens if this cup tie finishes all square after 90 minutes?
I guess it must be a result on the day.
Of course it's a result on the day, Paul, but my question was, is it a Manchester Premier Cup or Dewton situation where it goes straight to penalties? And, well, at that point, there were frantic phone calls to the league just to make sure.
One of the referees we had made a bad mistake at Charlton some time ago when he took the match straight to penalties, and we won the penalty shootout, and then there was a rematch ordered because we should have played extra time. But that's because the referee hadn't checked on the rules, which is rather unfortunate. So we celebrated a win and then had it taken off us.
Did we win in the rematch?
I've got a strange feeling we lost the replay.
Oh, boo. Sorrow all round. So this is Women's Team Live, FC United against Warrington Wolverines. We're going to give you the Warrington team in a second or two. Just to say, Warrington fans, you've been here before. You know how far away we are from the pitch. You know that we can't read handwriting. And you know that mine and Paul's eyesight is getting worse as we get older, and therefore shirt numbers are also a problem for us. So
worse by the match.
Exactly. There's also some scribblings going on the team sheet as well with regards to numbers, so it's going to get awfully confusing. But you can tweet us this afternoon at FCUM Radio, station at fcumradio.co.uk. You can also text us 0161 850 1878. And, of course, the Solis One match day update thread is being updated as well. We're about to get this game underway. Jade Parker kicking off. Jade Parker will be playing up front this afternoon. Just to give you that Warrington team: Griffiths, Cowell, Hood, Booth, Sheldon, Dobson, Ayrton, Lisler, Horsell.
Littler, I think it is.
Do you reckon it's Littler?
Yeah.
They definitely look like Zeds to me. Where are we? Horsell, Dickinson and Chatterley. But we'll get to know those names as the match progresses. The ball is now back with Chloe Williams in the FC United goal. Well, it's a free kick to Warrington. Over the top it goes, central, headed clear by McCarrick. Kirsty Chambers gets that second ball and controls it well, brings it down midway into FC United's half. Toe pokes it to the halfway line where Adora Yao is. She turns and plays it back to Chambers. Chambers now, a lovely ball for Jade Parker. She's onside and she's 1-on-1 with the goalkeeper. She shoots and she slots it home. Well, 1-0 on 11 minutes. FC United, superb play there, in particular by Kirsty Chambers. A lovely ball forward, splitting the defence, and Jade Parker's through. And unlike the time when she was offside a couple of minutes earlier, no messing about with that one. Slots it home. 1-0, Paul.
Well, we talked about the high line that Wolverines play, and that time we split the offside, and once she was in, she had the confidence this time to take it closer to the keeper and slot it beyond her. It was a very cool, calculated finish.
So it's going to be a free kick to FC United for offside there against the Warrington striker, and the ball is straight back to Warrington. Warrington play that ball through there, controlled by the number 7. Over the top it goes. Chloe Williams has to come out, judges the bounce superbly, and retains possession for FC and boots the ball forward. Over the halfway line it goes. Is anyone under it? Booth is under it for Warrington. That's a good header, but she gives that ball away. Does the number 19 on that far side. Here's Jade Parker now. Jade Parker comes in field, plays it forward to Tatsell. Tatsell turns, tries to get the ball back, but she's dispossessed, and the ball is now back with Kim Griffiths, the excellent Kim Griffiths, in the Warrington goal. Ball played out by Warrington, out it comes. And again, tracking down there by Carrington. Gets the ball to Greenall, gives it to Kirsty Chambers. Back to Greenall now, who turns, plays the ball through. Is Jay Parker through? She is. Plays it to Kirsty Chambers, who slots it home. 2-0 to FC United. Really unselfish play there from Jade Parker. But all that goal there was actually made, in my humble opinion, by a combination of Carrington and Greenall.
Yeah, referees having a discussion here with some of their players, but I don't think they can complain about an offside there. There was definitely no chance of an offside. It played in Jade Parker into the box, and Jade could have looked up and thought, yeah, this is my chance. But she spotted Kirsty to her left, and thought, well, yeah, give it Kirsty, and Kirsty will make sure. And it was virtually an open goal she was slotting it into.
Warrington are back on the attack on the left-hand side, but Dory Yow's holding them up, and the ball is played back now. Jade Parker holds it up on the halfway line, turns. Can she pick out Kirsty Chambers? She does eventually. Kirsty Chambers now on the ball. Has to play the ball back to Jade Parker, who plays it first time to Tattersall. She can get to that ball on the right-hand side of the penalty box. Chips it in and comes off the bar. Well, I was going to say that was a cross-come shot, but actually, the way she stood, I think she might have meant it.
Difficult one to call that. But yes, it did clip the top of the bar and bounced behind the goal.
And Kirsty Chambers can try and spring an attack forward here. Gets to the halfway line in a matter of seconds. Plays the ball down the line for Jade Parker. Jade Parker waiting for support to enter the box. Mia Holden's there, as is Adore Yao. Cross comes in. It's cleared. Only as far as Tattersall. Tattersall takes a touch. And she knew that foul was about to happen. And, well, suspiciously fell over.
Well, I think any contact was going to be a free kick there, and she got the contact, and that was enough. She breathed on this, she was going down there, I think. It was.
But clever, clever from Beth Tattersall. It's a free kick to FC United.
And very, I mean, you know, anywhere on the pitch is Kirsty Chambers' range. This range is, what would you say?
12 yards, 12 yards out of the penalty box, and it's...
So that's 30.
Yeah, thanks, good maths. And, 30 yards out, in it comes, left foot. Over the top, it's a good free kick into the top corner. And on 37 minutes, FC United are now 3-0 up. And that free kick was beautiful from Kirsty Chambers.
Well, we did say anywhere is range. And the good thing that Kirsty has learnt over the years is that if you get enough height on a free kick, it beats a lot of keepers in this division, at this level. There's not a lot of many keepers in women's football that has the height to keep those out.
A great free kick from Kirsty Chambers. FC United now 3-0 up, 38 minutes on the clock here in this Argyle Cup tie. And, it's turning into a bit of a nice send-off, this, for Lee Sutton at the moment. Anyway, hello, Neil.
Hi there. Nearly dropped it.
So it's half-time, and so far so good, giving Lee Sutton an excellent send-off here.
Yep, so
some
far.
Some cracking passing, some proper good defending, some proper good midfield, some pace on the wings, and composure up front. What more can you ask? Oh, and a good goalkeeping save as well.
Good goalkeeping save. We've had tricky feet as well. Lots of skill out there. But mostly, the main difference was the last, certainly over last week's game, was they just seemed to show a lot more commitment, a lot more composure. It's like they wandered into the last game against Curzon thinking, right, we've got this 1-1. What's the next game after that? And before they'd even turned up, they were struggling.
Now, we mentioned this with the first team, with the men's first team, after Harrogate, when they... got that last minute equaliser, and I said, wouldn't it have been a good idea to get everyone in on the Monday just to kind of freshen up the brain kind of thing, to go, don't worry about it, it's fine. We did go from Norton and Stockton Ancients and that disappointment straight into Curzon, bottom of the league Curzon, thinking the Telford mentality in a way.
Yeah, this is one we can use to get back into it. Yeah. But if you don't put the effort in, and you could see Curzon were running around and we weren't, and they deserved what they got out of it, and we've deserved what we've got out of today because we've been the one that's shown the commitment.
Now, speaking of commitment, Beth Tattersall.
I think this is the first start of the season.
Right. So just to say about Beth Tattersall, Beth Tattersall has been on the fringes, as it were. I think she's not even been in and out.
She started a couple of the pre-season friendlies, but I don't think she started anything so far. So she's running around like she's played every game at the moment. She's doing really well.
She is doing really well, and she's added something, hasn't she? Pace.
Yes.
The pace of Beth Tattersall. We've missed that, I think.
Yes, we saw that in the first couple of seasons, and it's something that, as long as you've got it, it's a threat that can be used at any level.
And up front, we mentioned it there about the trio up front of Kirsty Chambers, Beth Tattersall and Jade Parker. I'm a big fan of Jade Parker. I think she's got a footballing brain.
She's got some of the trickiest feet around.
Yeah, and she's clever with the ball as well. Yeah. And she brings something up front. And there's been a couple of dodgy offsides, to be fair, that were given, which I think were in line. Yeah, you need to go.
Yeah.
Neil, thank you. We can hear your post-match interview with Lee Sutton.
You will,
On the Women's Team Extra. But I'll have this fought with myself. That's fine. It's okay. It's okay. I'm all good. What was the saying, Paul? I can't quite remember. This is Women's Team Live here on FCUM Radio. Radio 15 out of Manchester. What was I saying? I can't remember what my point I was going to make. We're good anyway. It's 3-0. Yeah. And the FC United team are now back on the pitch. And we mentioned it during that first half. It was 3-0 at half-time the last time we played Warrington in the league. And it stayed 3-0, pretty much.
Yeah, they kind of put the shutters up a bit at half-time last time they were here and changed it around a bit. And I think we lost our bit of focus at 3-0. Maybe today we won't lose that focus and we'll be a bit more ruthless. But I don't see a way back for the Wolverines in this game at the moment, unless something rather drastic happens.
And we're here at Broadhurst Park. We should say, if you're in the Moston, Blakely, North Manchester area, the bar is open, the main stand bar. So head over here for the second half. It's a delightful afternoon here in Moston. And, well, a good game of football on offer, 3-0 at the moment.
And it could have been more.
There's your lift going. Look, there he goes.
Farewell lift.
You can email us this afternoon, station@fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter @fcumradio. Lee Mann's Afternoon Blast is coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, so stick around for that. And an all new One Nation Under a Groove with AC in Manchester, that's on at 6 o'clock tonight. This guy's Michael will be out later this evening as well with all the post match chatter from Kidderminster yesterday, including a post match interview with Daz Lyons, Nick Culkin, and Jake Williams. We got him. Guess where? I found out where he was, Paul, because obviously we were trying to do some research on Jake Williams, and we said in the interview, you're impossible to work out where you've been.
Yes.
And then it all became clear. He was at New Mills last season. This is Women's Team Live, and we're about to get this second half underway. If you're just joining us, it's 3-0 to FC United at the moment, and we're back underway here in this second half. And FC United will be attacking the light brown road end in this second half. Throwing taken to Chambers. Tassel is on the back post and returning to the team. 2 minutes on the clock here in this second half. A quick throw-in from Jade Parker gets it to Chambers on the byline. She crosses it into the far post along the deck. Nothing the defence could do. There's Tattersall, and she scores on her season debut, essentially.
Well, they were rather undressed there at the throw-in, weren't they? They just weren't marking up. And the astuteness of the quick throw and Kirsty looking up and picking the unmarked player and full marks to
absolutely
best
superb
for taking a chance.
I mean, you mentioned it at half-time, the trio up front, how well they're performing, and that just summed it up, really. All three combining superbly well there. So 47 minutes on the clock, and FC United are now 4-0 up.
That could be the death knell for the Wolverines, I think.
Ball played down the line there. Jade Parker, a lovely turn, tries to play it infield. Warrington are wise to it and bring that ball out. Fran Davies can't get to that ball, neither can Adoree Yao. And there's might be an attack here for Warrington. That's a lovely ball over the top. Chloe Williams has to come out, and it's toe-poked.
Yes.
And a goal there for Sam Hazel. And Warrington get a goal back. 5 minutes on the clock here. Well, 6 minutes on the clock here in this second half. And it's FC United and Manchester 4, Warrington 1.
Well, we talked about the high line, and they actually broke the high line that time, and the pass was just right. Chloe came flying out a goal, but just couldn't quite get there quickly enough. And the Wolverines have got a goal back.
So it's a free kick anyway. It's going to be taken by Ayrton. It's about 37 yards out.
Looking at the markings.
Yeah, looking at the markings. In it comes, lofted towards the edge of the penalty box. It's with Fran Davies, who clears it forward. But no one's chasing that ball down, and Warrington are now back in possession with a ball over the top. Looked like offside, but she beat the offside trap. Referee says play on, and Warrington are one-on-one. A shot comes in, palmed away by Chloe Williams. A good save, and FC United very fortunate there to keep this scoreline 4-1.
That was a fine save.
It was, wasn't it? Here's Tattersall bringing that ball out, plays it to Greenall. Greenall now looking for options. Kirsty Chambers out left. Can she head towards that byline? There's a long way to go, though, before she gets there, and she gets the ball. And now he's heading towards the byline, beats the right back, crosses that ball in towards the back post where Jade Parker is.
Oh.
And that is what I would describe, Paul, as A stunning miss.
Well, it was laid on a plate, really, wasn't it? The cross was absolutely... You couldn't have asked for a better cross for a header. But maybe Jade Parker's strength is not heading the ball.
It was a stunning piece of play for Kirsty Chambers, that. Chambers, what a ball.
It was crossed really purposefully straight onto the head of Jade, who was stood up, well, about 8 yards out, and put it over the top.
Just to let you know, the Stats app is available, liveteamstats.com, provided by the lovely people at constructivecoding.com. Ball play forward here by Warrington.
They've had a bit more possession in this half, that's to be...
They have.
To be noted. Not always done a lot with it.
Yeah, and McVerter cuts that ball out and plays the ball forward to Jade Parker, who holds the ball up and turns and plays it to Holden on the halfway line, who helps it on to Carrington. Carrington now on the left-hand side, got a bit of space in front of her to pick a pass, plays the ball forward to Parker, and that ball's a bit too overly hit and out of play for a goal kick to Warrington.
Yeah, a bit of an ask that, wasn't it?
It was a bit of an ask. Ball is played out by Warrington, and that's given away. And Kirsty Chambers now driving into the penalty box. Shoots! What a finish! Into the top corner. And on 62 minutes, I think that's good night now. 5-1 to FC United. They tried to play the ball out. Kirsty Chambers pounced, got into the corner of the penalty box on that left-hand side and belted it into the top corner.
And that's another Kirsty hat-trick.
I lost count, actually, yes. I should say, yes, 3 goals to Kirsty Chambers.
1 to Parker, 1 to Tattersall.
Back infield it comes to Chelsea Patient, and the sun decides to come out again and blind the commentary team. Thank you, sunshine. And the ball played forward there, and here is Holden. Holden now. Lovely ball to Kirsty Chambers on the left-hand side. Chambers driving in. Driving in. Is she going to shoot? It's a good save. It breaks to Wollstonecroft.
Oh.
And she nails it wide. My goodness. Well, strangely, Paul, strangely, even though it would appear that that was a golden opportunity, because of the players in the way, that top right-hand corner was the only place that Shelby Wollstonecroft could score.
And she had to snatch at it, to be fair. But anyway.
Tracy says, thanks for the company. Good game, says Tracy Forsyth.
It's not. Wolverines have kept trying. They've not given up.
And that, I think, is the most pathetic final whistle I've ever heard. Did you hear it? It was like
It was like a toy whistle.
So, full time here, and it's finished 5-1 to FC United of Manchester. Hat-trick for Kirsty Chambers. But really, it's just been one of those displays this afternoon where FC United have just been, well, on in tip-top form.
I think, like the men yesterday at Kidderminster, the women's team today gave a real team performance. I think they all contributed in different ways. Kirsty, obviously, with a hat-trick, was a bit of a standout, but there were other fine performances as well.
Absolutely. At half-time, we said about the trio going through the middle and up wide. Tattersall in particular, it's great to see Beth Tattersall back. Jade Parker's superb, and Chambers has been superb. But the midfield's great as well. Greenall and Holden are just...
I think they gel together very well, and they really are creative. It's not just a case of pick the ball up in the middle of the field and then just hoof it. I mean, they are looking to play creatively. And we saw some good skills and good footwork today. It wasn't just a case of kick it long and hope. The Wolverines played a high back line, and that influenced the way we tried to play through them. And we did punish them eventually. It took us a bit of time to work out the back line, but once we did, we exposed them down the flanks and through the middle even.
In a second, we're going to be hearing the post-match thoughts of Lee Sutton with Neil Boo, so we might as well go to that now.
Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team manager, for his final interview, and it was a good send-off, though. Good win there.
Yeah, it was a good game, to be honest. It's the girls played really well. Everything that you'd sort of expect from them. And obviously a great game to sort of go out on.
But it certainly seemed to ply the trade a lot better against Wolves today than they did against Curzon last week. It looked a little bit like they could just float through that the game last week without trying too much, but they certainly put their everything in today.
Yeah, to be honest, I think last week I may have sort of underestimated Curzon a little bit as well. It's, you know, even though they're sort of bottom of the league, they obviously came out fighting and pushing for a goal or... I wouldn't necessarily say the win, but certainly if they score against us, then it's, you know, it's sort of something good for them. So, I suppose really I can take partial blame for that. And it's one of them that, you know, within this league, it's funny with the games that sort of can be up and down, and you can play top of the league, and, you know, I suppose it's the same as the men's. You know, you can play them 1 week and batter them, and week after you can lose. And I think last week that was it, obviously, in my mindset and also the players, that we thought we'd drift through it, and, you know, we didn't. So this week it's a case of go out there regardless, hit them 100% and just go for it.
And they certainly did that. They didn't really give Wolves any really opportunities at all in the first half. We were 3-0 up, and although they got one back in the second half, they were never really much of a threat, to be honest.
No, it's one of them. Like, to be honest, last year with Wolverines, they were a really strong, tough team. I think they beat us, and then we beat them. So
yeah, it was both won the away matches, so you can never take them lightly. But we certainly seem to have stepped the game up today.
Yeah, and that's and to be honest, credit to all the players. You know, we've got a good squad out there. Every single player wants to get on that starting 11. Fortunately, we can't put every single player out there, so they've got to work that little bit harder to get the name on the team sheet. And that's what does it. You know, we sort of set the I don't know, probably the barrier a bit higher now for players to come in and achieve. And that's what we're doing. And unfortunately, we can't play every single one, you know, and that's why they've just got to work and just wait for their opportunity.
Well, if there was any chance of the players that were picked last week not doing the bit, they certainly did this week. And I think you can certainly say that you were very happy to sign off with an excellent 5-1 win against Wolverines. And I've been happy to have done all these interviews, come rain or shine, or come wins or losses. It's been a great 5 years. So thanks very much, Lee.
Yes, cheers, thanks.
So Neil Boo there speaking to Lee Sutton. We're also going to be hearing from Lee Sutton in a second or two about, well, his retirement, essentially. He's him standing down as women's team manager, so we'll be getting more thoughts on that in a second. But we were saying about how dominant we were on the ball, and the stats prove it. 515 passes this afternoon for FC United. That seems a lot.
Yeah, well, that's probably a few more than normal, but that's the way we played today. We played it from the back, through the midfield, and we were always looking for the pass instead of just playing for the hopeful ball. And the stats don't lie, do they? You know, that's the number of passes that we went through. The possession side of it as well. You can see the possession stat there. That tells you who kept the ball today and who gave it away.
Sorry, 60%.
You look at 5-1. Maybe we took our foot off the gas a bit in the second half. I mean, we were 3-0 at half time.
Well, like we said, scoring the fourth goal on 47 minutes, yeah, straight after we come back out for the second half. I think that does take the steam out.
That really slammed the door closed.
Yes.
Chloe made one good save in the game, we should remember.
Yeah,
that.
Early doors, yeah.
But other than that, she didn't really have a lot to do apart from field a few back passes.
But I'm going to give player of the match to Beth Tattersall, just for coming back, scoring, and injecting pace on the right-hand side.
She made the fullback's life a misery this afternoon, because she was forever prepared, first of all, to turn him when she was receiving the ball, all in one movement, which was really skillful to be able to do it. So she left the fullback behind her a number of times. And then when she was facing her face-to-face kind of thing, she was quite happy to knock the ball past her and say, well, I can outpace you any time.
Now, we did ask for correspondence in from the listener of Women's Team Live about the future of the women's team. We're going to be speaking to Lee Sutton in a second for his views on the matter. But Jed Davies got in touch to say, our women's team are terrific, skillful, talented, tough, and 100% FC United. In my honest opinion, they must carry on as they are. And I think that's a given, surely. I think the point that I'd like to see is just a plan for the women's team. The first team, the women's team as is now, is exactly what Jed just said there. It's terrific, it's superb, it's skillful, it's committed, it's driven, and they're an asset to this club. What I'd like to see now, though, in the coming years, is a development of what's behind that first team. A development squad, if you will. We have players like McVerta, with Marsh, even with Beth Tattersall, who's been out of the first team mix. She's just out of the first team mix. There's no avenues for keeping your hand in.
And there was talk about the development squad and how it was going to evolve, but it's not really taken on.
Not this season, but that's what I'd like to say. Whoever takes on the women's team role after the management of the women's team role, I would like to see that development of the development squad. I'd also like to see a bit more of a kind of, well, we'll speak to Lee in a second, but a development of a kind of spin-off where whoever doesn't quite make it, there's avenues for them. We used to do that in the North West Counties. We used to be able to work with clubs like Abbey A and Daisy Hill and get that kind of, if it doesn't work out for the first team, why don't you go here and keep your hand in that way? And that worked quite successfully for the men's team. I'd like to see that rolled out as well.
Yeah, I think what we've tried to do is we've tried to rotate a bit with the women's team and bring some players in and give others a bit of a rest, but you've still got limitations on the number of players you can actually get on a pitch on a Sunday, and that's it's hard to keep people happy, isn't it, if they're not getting a match. And you get rustiness, like we've seen from one or two players that haven't played for a while, and it's difficult if they're not playing regularly.
Absolutely. Well, just to let you know, we'll be speaking to Lee Sutton in a second, but just to say, the women's team will be back in action in league action, and it was very important this today. There's been a bit of a slump. How can you call it a slump? But we're still unbeaten in the league. It's remarkable, isn't it?
A setback.
A setback last week against Curzon Ashton in a draw. Oh, God. An away point. Yeah, against
the 100% record went...
There's been a bit of a lull since the Norton match. Then there was that draw. This has been better today, and I think we can bounce into the next match against Edgerton. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff on the 30th of October at the Edgerton Youth Club. That's at Mayheath Lane, Knutsford, WA16 6SL. That's Edgerton Youth Club, WA16 6SL. Kickoff 2 o'clock.
Is there a dress code?
Ties.
Ties, okay. Cravats.
Why? Because it's Knutsford. Paul, you're from Trafford. That's posh to me, for myself.
Well, it's all relative, I suppose.
Thank you to Stato Paul for joining me this afternoon. Much appreciated, mate. Lee Sutton's afternoon drinks are about to take place. He's leaving due. So, thank you, Paul.
Okay, cheers.
So, welcome, Lee Sutton, post-match. We're not going to talk about the match. We're going to leave that for Neil Boo to talk about. What we're going to talk about in the last 5 minutes of you being sober is the women's team in general.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say, I mean, we said it on Women's Team Extra, there'll be no Women's Team Extra, certainly in the guise that it is now, where we're commentating on this rather successful women's team here in this great facility at Broadhurst Park, without your and John Marsden's pioneering spirit a few years ago to get us here. And looking back now, you were the first team in Moston to wear a red shirt.
Yeah.
Back in the early days, playing on Lightbound Road. What's your general feelings of looking back now over those early days and being here now?
To be honest, never thought, you know, that it'd sort of get this far. It was one of them that we sort of tried. You know, we pushed things along. Obviously different staff over the course of the seasons, but it's one of them that, as you see each season going on, you can actually see getting stronger and bigger. And obviously they tried sort of other ways via colleges, things like that, in the past, which didn't work. So I think we're sort of on a losing edge from the start, but you know, it's been great really over the seasons. We've obviously had our good days, bad days, things like that. But, you know, it's... to be honest, I probably wouldn't change any of it. And, you know, like you say, now we're in some great facilities that we never would have thought that we'd be here. Obviously, we played a game
in those early days of Lightbound Road, that playing on Lightbound Road was a political move. Mm. It was basically saying to Manchester Council, we're going to use... Well, they wanted us to use it, didn't they?
Yeah.
And the women's team used that playing fields to basically say, hey, look at us, FC United playing here. And you use those playing fields. And I remember the first game FC Radio covered, we had a bin liner down and had all the radio equipment there. It's next to this field, which didn't have the best drainage, I'll be honest. And we're there playing Manchester City's development squad and they're beating them.
That's it. I think that and the Bolton game and the Middleton game that we played, that, you know, I think really was probably the best highlights. Like you say, some of the grounds that we've played in, and the fields with the big holes and the bogginess.
Yes.
You know, it's one of them that we sort of took the rough with the smooth, and knowing that eventually, it's all going to come good. And that's, I think, what, I suppose in one sense, kept me going. You look at the facilities now.
Yeah.
And a lot of the girls that, from the start, you're trying to sort of, as if you're trying to sell them the dream as well. Saying, oh, stick with us and this is what we're going to have in the end. And I suppose as, obviously, the build was taking longer and longer and longer, it sort of seems harder to try and sort of keep it alive for someone. But a lot of them have stuck by.
We're talking with players there who've been with you as long as... Yeah, well, they've been with the women's team as long as you have.
Yeah,
I don't dare do a list. Let's do a list. No, the people like Dory Out, like Kirsty Chambers, like Beth Tatz, they've been here throughout. And, they're sharing this vision as well, especially Dory Out, who now coaches with AFC Manchester. Just over
there. That's it. And this is the thing. It's a community sort of thing that, you sort of see at the end of the day. Or me personally, I could see something there. And whether people wanted us or not, it's everyone's got their own opinion. You get a lot of people out there that like women's football. And to be honest, we've probably converted a lot of people. They come down for the first game, go, oh, I'll go and watch it. And next minute, they're there every game.
And it's amazing how many stories actually that's the case, where that's have people go, it's quite good game of football.
That's it.
Yeah, and even the men's team has that, though. I mean, how many some of us dropped 10 divisions to watch FC United in the early days, and you go, no, it'll be great. Seriously, it's really good. And it's the same with the women's game as well. I did have a good question, and it's gone out of my mind. It'll come back to me, I'm sure, at some point. Oh, that's it. When it comes to the women's game, FC United's been set up essentially to... there's obviously lots of reasons why FC United's been set up, but one of the key reasons in my mind is to show to Manchester United just what a football club can look like. A blueprint, if you will, for a supporter of Manchester United. Yeah. Obviously, if the year's gone by, it's looking less and less likely that will happen. Yeah. But that's still no reason not to try. Mm. And one of the biggest outrages, in my humble opinion, when it comes to Manchester United, is the open age women's team question.
Yeah.
And therefore, I think Swampy said this back in the Amusa days, it's imperative that FC United had a women's team as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And if we go back to it, though, it wouldn't have happened without that banging on doors kind of thing that you and John did.
To be honest, initially, it sort of come out, obviously I was already involved in the women's sort of the game in the section, but I actually was posting leaflets around Newton Heath for the ground to be built in Newton Heath at 10 acres. And I actually spoke to Andy and he went, it's a good idea. He said, come back and see me when the ground's built. It never happened. And obviously I could see that the time was going by. So I actually emailed him, said, look, how about this chat? And, eventually after email, he accepted to come in and see me. I put the proposal together. I then spoke to John, on board, and it was one of them then that it sort of grew from there. And, it's, I suppose, really, there's lots of people over the time that have helped support, with match reports with Rob and Neil, video and photographers and match day secretaries, that there's a lot of people in the background that people don't even know, what they do for the women's section. And It's brilliant. It makes my job that much easier. It's obviously you guys that publicise it on home games and match days, and it just gets the women's section out there. And if we can sort of get an extra person each week to come back and watch the game, then it's brilliant.
And that's the thing. And you speak about the effort that's got us to this place. Let's talk about the future now, because this is your baby, essentially. We could talk about the subs issue. Done. Pioneering. We're no longer paying subs at this level. And that's quite pioneering for a few steps
definitely.
Higher than that.
Yeah.
And then that leads to the question, where next? Now, if you had an ideal, you could stay on and that kind of thing, and work commitments weren't getting in the way. The women's team, there's ideas you've had, grand schemes for development squads and linking it into an academy setup perhaps. These are things that definitely need to happen, and today we've had a prime example of that. We've had Charlie Evans come on, who's a very young player, and the only experience she can get is by being dropped in this very competitive match today. And then you've got Beth Tattersall as well, who's been on the fringes all the way through this, who again has to be dropped in. And she's had a cracking game without any first team football all season. That's imagine it. What she would have been like if we had a reserve team.
That's the thing. Me personally, I think that's imperative that the next thing to be done is the development squad. That will then bring obviously other players, and it'll give us an additional 20 players to look at and use for the first team, and if need be then the first team drop them back to obviously rehabilitate after any injuries. So it's certainly imperative that, for me personally, I think that is the way forward. Development squads are players, personally I think they should always pay the subs anyway, and that way it's their way of sort of getting out of that squad into the first team, then it's no subs and they're playing first team football. So I think personally that is definitely the next move, and then from there, you know, who knows, it's sort of the academy.
And this is about leaving a legacy as well, not just to FC United. I mean, we always said about those North West Counties days, we've left these clubs in a good place, with like Cheadle Town playing at bloody Edgeley Park. It's leaving a legacy that probably some clubs are living off now. When it comes to women's team, we're talking about the development of the women's game and getting a pathway set up for girls football from AFC Manchester, who play with Mustang Juniors over there, getting a pathway into this development, our academy squads, and moving them up. But it's not just about FC. These players then, whoever don't make it, we can then start to talk about the clubs who we've left behind in the Manchester League, your Hayside Angels and your Upper Mills and that kind of thing, and your Cheltonians, even though I think they're in that league this year. But it's about growing the game in North Manchester and Manchester as a whole.
Yeah, to be honest, it's one of them that I actually tried last year. I spoke to Mostyn Juniors about them setting up an open-age women's team, and they was all up for it, you know. But yeah, if you say to a player, you know, come and join us, but you're going to be playing for Mostyn Juniors, they don't want that. They want to play for FC United. Same as players, they want to play for Manchester City and things. So, for me, if we can sort of develop players, yeah, necessarily they might not make it to our first team, but then we can help them across into other clubs and into the pathway of getting first team football and progressing.
You're not going in everywhere.
Go on.
So it's all about really me for getting the players in, developing them and pushing them through. That, you know, necessarily they might not have had that opportunity at other clubs like City or Everton or Liverpool, things like that. So it's one of them that, for me, you know, definitely we need to start developing and pushing players through.
I'm getting the watch, all right? So on behalf of FC Radio, I'd just like to say a big thank you, Lee.
No, thank you, guys.
You've given us the opportunity to celebrate women's football on a weekly basis now, and we wouldn't have had that without your help and your assistance and your drive to do this. Lee, on behalf of all the listeners, a big good luck with whatever you do next.
Cheers, thank you.
And a big thank you, and you go have a drink.
Cheers, thank you.
Guys, can you just shake hands, take your picture?
Oh, God, really? Put the headset back on, otherwise it's pointless. So, that has been Women's Team Extra. A big thank you to Stato Paul, to Neil Boo, and, of course, to Lee Sutton for this week. And a special thanks to Lee Sutton for everything, really. Women's Team Extra, technically, is a Lee Sutton invention, because without Lee Sutton and that pioneering spirit of 5 years ago, there would be no Women's Team Extra. And there would be no women's team at this moment, I suspect. So a big thank you to Lee Sutton, and a big good luck to Lee Sutton with whatever he decides to do next. What we'll decide to do next, though, Women's Team Extra will be back in a couple of weeks' time. Women's Team Extra will be back on the 7th of November as FC United take on Ellesmere Port Town. Oh, that's a big game. FC United and Manchester against Ellesmere Port Town. Women's Team Extra back on the 7th. We will, of course, have full coverage on the 6th of November live here at Broadhurst Park. So if you can't make the game, why not join us on FCUM Radio? A big thank you to Stato Paul. A big thank you to Neil Boothman. A big thank you to Lee Sutton. And a big thank you, dear listener, for joining us here this week on Women's Team Extra. But it's finished here in this Argyle Cup match. FC United of Manchester 5, Warrington Wolverines 1. Good luck to the women's team next week against Edgerton, and we'll be back on the 6th of November for that big match against Ellesmere Port Town. From everyone here at Broadhurst Park, good night, goodbye,
Good luck. Ta-ra.
This is FCUM Radio, the official radio station for the preservation of the Balm Cake.